AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And welcome to the Journey to the Rock podcast.
This week, we review what myself and Rob have been up to over the last 2 weeks, and we set some more goals other than just qualifying for the Rock. Episode 7 is called Going Low.
Episode 7, Rob. Here we are, mate.
Welcome back. 2 weeks on.
14 weeks in. 14 weeks in, my man.
Have we got any better yet? Are we there yet? I feel like I need to insert that diff of off stretch from the Donga scene. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? I can safely say that I'm not quite there yet. Have got an interesting story for us, which is, I think we start off with a rundown of your 2 weeks, Rob.
Do you want to know? I'll kick us off. So, for you all, remember me saying the last one, I had a stretch match booked in, didn't I? That was on the to-do list in the next 2 weeks.
You did, mate, didn't you? That was meant to be on the Monday, wasn't it?
So, it was on the Monday. So, I'm there. Quickly finish work.
Yeah.
Right to the golf course, thinking I'm feeling a bit underprepared. Didn't have the greatest round at the weekend just before it on the Sunday. So I feel a bit underprepared. I'm looking at my watch. I'm going to arrive there about 10 minutes before the tee time. So it's literally a couple of swings in the net, a few practice strokes.
Okay.
And off we go. So in my head, I'm thinking, if we can get through the first few holes, well, right, bear in mind, so for the listeners, I'm off. I was off 6.6 at the time, and he's off one. So in my head, I was like, he's already five shots. So I was like, I'm gonna have a good round. He's gonna have to have a bad round. So I was already a bit nervous, thinking there could be a lot to ask here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no. I'm there on the tee. Tee off 4 o'clock. Gets to 4 o'clock. No one around on the tee box, and I've never met this guy before. So I just thought, oh, I'll give it 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Gets to 5 past, still not there. Gets to 10 past, I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll drop him a message. See what's going off. Like, do you know what I mean? Probably stuck in traffic. I don't mind, like, what things happen.
Hey, things do happen, mate. You're right.
Things do happen. I mean, I was like, I just wanted to go over and hit some more balls in the net, to be honest, and get a bit more warmed up, a bit more loose.
Yeah. A little bit more.
I didn't want to walk over there if he was in the car park kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, dropped a message, literally got a call straight back saying, hi, mate, I'm apologise, horrific day at work, I've completely forgot about a match. So sorry, you're on the tee box, you can claim the win. Now, I don't like doing it. I was like, sure, we can rearrange. I don't live too far away, because obviously I don't live near the golf course. He was like, no, mate.
But deep down, you want the win here.
Yeah, deep down, I want to win. But like, he was like, no, mate.
Apparently, Rob, you say I get all the luck.
Hey, you do get all the luck.
Well, we've just got to buy to the third round now, is it? Or the second?
Well, quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals of the Scratch Cup. So to say I get all the luck, it's a lot of points, mate.
So anyway, I see someone I know, and they're going out for 9 holes. And they were like, I'm going to put a card in for my handicap. Okay. And he was like, you're going to do one? I was like, oh, not really. I'm not feeling it. And he goes, oh, put a card in. We'll do one together. Mark each other's off. I said, all right then. So we set it up on Golf England, created a card.
Yeah.
Off it went. Now, long story short, go a bit right off the first, bit blocked out. So I've hit a wedge over the trees. I'm 60 yards on the first. Hit a good wedge shot and pin high, but I'm 20 foot right and flags on the left. Well, I hold a putt for par. For you, that's a nice bonus, level par start. Again, two, pipe it down the fairway. I kind of hit this horrible thin shot. I try to be a bit bold and take on a corner, and it catches the top of the tree, so it drops down just the other side of the tree, so I've got a shot on a dogleg still. Again, 65 yards away, 70 yards away. Put a good, decent wedge shot on it again, because the pin was on the front, so I was kind of short-sided as well. So I go over the pin, sort of pin eye on the diagonal, 20 foot away, hold a putt, thinking, oh, we're all right here.
65 yards up and down both times on one and two.
Thinking, oh, I'm glad I put this card in. Didn't get in all right here. So I'm thinking, oh, could be on for a decent score.
What's the course record through nine holes?
Not quite Tiger. Not quite that. I got a birdie the first time, the course record, surely. So I'm standing on three and I'm feeling bold, and it was kind of downwind for change rather than into. So I take on the tree.
Bird, isn't it?
So I take on the trees, go over the trees with the driver, and perfect in the middle of the fairway, 100 yards, I got a wedge in my hand. Anyway, hit this good wedge shot, and I thought it was close, but I thought it was one of those that looked close, but it's just dead on line. I thought it was a bit short because I didn't quite catch all of it, and it was a bit
uphill.
They
always look like they're a gimme, don't they?
It's one of those. And I just saw it bounce, and I do what I mean. I thought it bounced before. Anyway, get up there, and I've pitched it 6 foot, dead in line with a pin over the top of the pin, and I've spun it back to about 1 foot. For tapping birdie. I don't know how, honestly, I took a picture of the pitch mark. I don't know how it didn't go in because the pitch mark and the ball was dead in line and the hole was in the way.
Nice.
So I don't know how it's not gone in, to be honest. So that was a lovely birdie.
Yeah. That's one under
through
three.
One under through three. Okay. Fairway on four. Good wedge shot again.
What did you hit off the fourth tee?
Two iron.
Two iron,
just fairway. Left me about 120 yards in. I was a bit disappointed with the wedge because it was pin high, but
that including slope?
Pardon?
Is that included?
No, 100 without slope, so about 110, I think. I was roughly at 100 yard marker, so about 110.
Okay.
I kind of tried to play a full 54 rather than a soft 50 because I didn't want to go long because the pin was at the back. And because I tried to smash it, it was a good strike, good shot, but it was just pin eye left because I just pulled it, if you know what I mean. Well, I rolled that putt in for the birdie as well. I'll tell you what, mate, I've never putted so well in my life.
So that's so two under through four. Let me go through to what I've just said a minute ago. What's the course record through nine holes?
So
we need to find this out.
I'm 2 under through four.
2 under through four.
2 under through four. Take a 5 iron on the par three. Middle is 5 iron. 10
where
foot
the,
low
where
right.
Was the flag? Can you remember?
Middle left.
Middle-ish, okay.
Towards the left hand side now, so middle left. And I've finished below the old sort of diagonal right, but that putt sort of snaps, doesn't it? Right to left.
Yep.
Good putt, got it to the old, just past the old. I had a look to high side, but just didn't quite drop in. Tapping par, thinking par three is it, Charm? But anyone who's played it, or you'll know, pars, you're not losing shots. Good, small greens.
I do know. We will come back to this later on. Yeah, okay.
Small greens, so I was dead happy. Green GIR, two putt, no drama, 2 under. Now the 6 tee shots. I was a bit nervous.
2 under, no drama. Right, moving on to the sixth. Yeah, okay. That's a conversation that we always have, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In my head, I was like, right, just need to be brave and take it. I've told you that line's over the tree, and I'm hitting that over the tree because I know I'm not hitting it left. So I can take it over the tree and just cut it rather than...
That is out of bounds all the way down the left. Yeah.
So I thought, just sit up there. Anyway, smoke it, dead over the tree, hit a high bomb. Good tee shot, left me 200 in, slightly downwind. So I tried to, rather than take a 2 iron or 3 wood or hybrid, I tried to hit a 5 iron and go right of the green and try and feed it in off that slope, if that makes sense.
Because it all slopes right to left on that old end.
All slopes right to left. So I was trying to think, and I also thought, if I hit a 5 iron, if I hit it at those trees right, the 5 iron wasn't quite enough to reach it. It was enough to reach the hill and try and use the hill, was my thinking.
Okay.
So it took out some of the danger. And I thought, short right is not a bad miss. Finished short right, difficult little chip shot, bit clumsy, wasn't the best chip shot in the world. Erased it 15, 20 foot by 2 putt bogey. Now, bogey's not a bad score. A little bit disappointed with it, because if driving a 5 iron were really both good shots, if that makes sense. The chip shot was a bit clumsy.
But on that hole is normal.
It's okay. No damage done.
It's a in my head, par four, isn't it? So okay.
In my head, it's SI1, long par four, 450, 460. It could be a lot worse. I've not read a scorecard. Still one under. So I'm still chuffed.
Just you played the sixth hole. You're still one under. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, normal conversation that we've had many times as we've all
normally a lot more over than this. seven. I hit it right, short side myself. Make a great chip. Made up for the last one. Put it to a couple of foot. Hold
what did
it.
Did you hit off the seventh tee? Remember?
It was into wind, and I tried to play like a low flighted, talking like I know what I'm doing here. Tried to try and like a low flight 2 iron and aim it at the tree.
It sounds like you do know, kind of know what you're doing.
So I tried to hit this 2 iron.
Did what, Rob? Sorry.
Low flighted 2 iron. The problem is, it's not quite a full 2 iron. If I hit a full 2 iron, it's going to go over the green. That's like a 210, 220 club. I'm trying to hit it 190. But and 5 iron into the wind wasn't going to be enough. And because I'm trying to take some off it, I've just left a club face over, leaked it right. So I've ended up in the valley, obviously green above me, chipped it up, took a great chip shot. I was brave with it. Landed dead on the front edge because the pin was towards like short sided. Couple of foot, hold the putt.
Nice.
One under. So I'm thinking again, buzzing after great up and down. Find a fairway on 8. Kind of in between clubs, I've kind of done that chippy 8 iron, took some off it, and just done like a Matt Fitzpatrick kind of, no, Tommy Fleetwood, so that 3 quarter follow through, take some off it. Put to 5 foot from the pin, hold a putt for the birdie, so I'm back to 2 under.
The 2 under through 8.
2 under stood on the 9th tee. I was shaking a little bit. I was shaking a little bit. I can't lie, thinking. Now, I always find when I'm under a bit of pressure, even if that driver's too much on the 9th, I hit driver because I thought I'm just going to
big face, don't you?
Big face, and I always know if I'm not swinging very hard and I'm just trying to do like a 85% swing, it's just like a cut. The worst thing it's going to be is it's going to be a slice, maybe, but not like a huge slice. So I can aim it down the left, and anywhere right is going to be fine. So I know it's doing, do you know what I mean? There's loads of room right, isn't there? Was my thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, hit this beautiful sort of fade, started down the left-hand side of the fairway, come back to the middle, near the 100-yard marker. Perfect. Pin was on the right-hand side of the green at this point, and obviously it all slopes off that way.
You can see it from that distance.
So I was like, well, I don't want to attack the pin. I'm 200. I just want to hit the green. So I go left-hand side of the green. Anyway, I hit it left-hand side of the green. Pin high, but left-hand side. So again, 20 foot, 25 foot, maybe even 30 from one side of the green to the other. It's all downhill. It's all breaking right to left. It's literally, I've got the line. I just want to lag put it. Just want to par for 200. I only go and hole it, don't I? In front people on the terrace watching, playing partner, he was streaming, only going hole it, 3 under. Nice little putt to finish.
Under through 9. Which
for 9 holes. We only did nine, so I feel like I should have carried on, but he had to go, and we only set up the scorecard for 9 holes. But that did have a massive effect on the handicap. It slashed me by one whole shot. So down to
5.8. And you've not 5.8. hit your summer run yet.
5.8. And yeah, normally when I get to summer, I can play a bit more. You usually drop down a little bit more.
This is close.
It's close. It's close. It's close. Just string it together, I think. Okay. So that was that. I feel like I took a lot of time on that, but that's the only sort of score I've done.
No.
Played a few other times.
I like that. Just trying
play
to
get
your thing up here. Just checking. So, because you've actually got quite a few rounds now. You got five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Before your next one at the minute's counting drops off. So,
yeah.
Actually, you got six, right?
Yeah.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So going into July, and we said July, August, so there's 2 months left.
Yeah.
So you need another one of them, or a couple of good ones, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, need a couple of good ones, I think. Just shave a little bit off. But yeah, they're looking good. Obviously, what else have I done? I played in the under 35s as well.
Pretty much the first day following the podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, on that Friday night,
it's in big things in these 2 weeks. Rob, talk to me.
played on a Friday night as well. In between weekend for the under 35s, made the debut for them. Foursomes, partner gave me the first tee shot.
Yeah,
towed the hell out of a 2-iron and it just trickled down the fairway. But yeah, it's still in play. It went 180 yards, not the normal distance, but bang middle of the fairway. We actually won 8-6.
8-6.
8-6. We played very well actually. We shot one over gross on the front nine for our ball. And we was off scratch. Yeah, we was off the scratch match as well because we both had 10 shots each. So there was no shots given.
Yeah.
So we shot one over gross. And yeah, we finished on the 12th, I think.
That's bloody good for alternate shot and well, that.
Yeah, we play very well. Now, off the tee, I was very good that week, that night.
Yeah.
I didn't hit any greens. So my partner left me, he hit lots of fairways as well. I always had a shot at a green. I didn't actually hit any greens though with my irons, which is a bit poor, but he chipped on, and some trips were good chips, to like sort of 5 foot, but I just hold everything. I hold a lot again. The putter was working. The girl Scotty was back working. So yeah, hold a lot. And then played a few more sort of social rounds. Find it really difficult, I don't know about you, when you're playing social rounds to concentrate fully.
Interesting. Okay. Now
I felt like a couple of I played a couple of social rounds in the week and I've walked off and we've not kept score, we've not played a match or we've not played any side things or whatever. Just had a little knock around, a little practice, a little walk around, chit chat about football, anything else. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've walked off and I thought, I've really not hit the ball well. I've really not. I couldn't tell you what I scored. Do you know what I mean? I have no way of measuring it.
Hmm. Which is fine, but because if you're not measuring that, that doesn't matter.
No. But
if you think about what we said the last time we were talking about, it's ingrained in that process, isn't it? Of the
I feel like I didn't really stick to process.
And that's their times to get it ingrained, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, obviously not this sound really bad, but not sort of if I had a bad shot, I wasn't that bothered.
Yeah.
Wasn't if I didn't make, do you know what I mean? If I would have to say put a straw in it, I think I'd just play Bodie Rolf. On average, probably. Like some holes like the GIR and two putter for par or whatever. And then I think, well, I had one double in there, but if I didn't, I just didn't make it up and down. I wasn't really focused. So something to think about. I find it really hard.
Okay.
But also, sometimes it is quite nice that, do you know what I mean? We just went out and there was no pressure whatsoever. No focus.
Yeah, just let it happen.
So I think it's like a fine balance, isn't it?
Mm. No, I agree.
A fine balance.
Yeah.
Of both, maybe.
Okay. So you've hit three under, going for the course record through nine holes.
Yep.
Got through to the next round of the scratch match.
Yep.
High on the same day. Played in the Baby Cup, the under-13s. Yeah.
Yeah, don't get jealous.
Mate, I'm well over that, mate. and a couple of social rounds. Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, we got the team event we've played in this weekend as well. But
let's leave that until after we've done.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's why I've not mentioned it. So I'm interested in what you've been up to.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, you've been busy at working.
Yeah, okay. Well, mine is, okay. Let's run through mine before we go for a cheeky break. Mine's pretty straightforward, right? So the first day following the podcast, I was up in Bishop Auckland, up in County Durham.
Right.
So it was another week away from home, or 3 nights away from home. So I drove up on the Monday, come back Thursday evening. So I drove up Monday and I went to a driving range called Oakleaf Golf Complex. So shout out to Oakleaf Golf Complex. Don't go. Do not go.
I hope no one from there is listening.
Yes. Now, I've got to be very politically correct so I don't have to tick the box here. But basically, we mentioned about process. So I was like, right, I'm going to go to the driving range and try and ingrain this, you know, pre-shot routine and just focus. It's hard. It's hard at the range, Rob. So I got 100 balls. I think it was 100 balls. I got a large basket anyway.
Yeah. Right?
And it started off really well for the first 30 balls or so, you know. So 10, just a quick warm-up sort of thing. And then I got into it. And then I got surrounded by a group of people that you probably don't want to be associated with at a driving range. That have got a slightly different accent to ours. And I was very scared. That pretty much made me rocket blast 60 balls to get out of there. I'm assuming Oakleaf isn't surrounded by that crowd all the time, but I didn't enjoy my time at Oakleaf. So the next day I go to a place called Notty Hill Golf Centre. So shout out to Notty Hill Golf Centre in Stockton-on-Tees. Weird little place.
Weird little place. What was weird about it?
It just seemed very, I don't know. It's hard to explain. They had this big shop that was shut. There was nothing going on there. For such a big complex, there was nothing going on there. But anyway, driving range, sound as a pound. But again, it was pound coins going in there, Rob. A little bit like Six Hills. I think I went through about £8 worth of balls that day, and I tried to ingrain the process. And then you hit a few bad ones, and it's dead easy to scraping it.
Yeah.
That was tough. Next day, I went back to Notty Hill. Same again, right, process, alignment stick, process, set, all that sort of stuff. Again, you get through a few and then it slightly goes wayward. It's tough. It's tough to have that mindset. But I think I've got a cure for that coming up. We did our little social game on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Where you caddied for me. You caddied.
We did. Yeah.
That was okay, I thought.
I thought you struck the ball well, but you didn't score very well. And there's, I don't know how to say this in a friendly way, so I'm just being brutally honest.
Go for
it. The caddy can give you the best advice. If you don't hit the shot.
Yeah.
I feel like one's a good example. I feel like one, I give you. So we've done a little bit right off the tee. Now you still got a shot into sort of front left of the green.
We'll still pin eye for or
yeah, but from that angle, you couldn't really go at the green. Mm. So we've said let's land it short and try and trickle on. If it's short left, it got an okay chip.
Yeah.
If not, if it's on the green or left, we're absolutely fine. So it's well worked out perfectly.
Yeah, to me, that's definitely.
Let's chip it on 6 degree because it obviously let a bit of height because it was obviously green was slightly above you. And I didn't think the 54 would stop because the green was still pacey from President's Day.
I think I would have gone 54 myself.
I don't, because obviously it's downhill as well. As soon as hitting the green, it was downhill.
Maybe, but
that slope in the green? If you hit that slope with a 54, it was gone.
I don't know. I would have gone 54 myself, but hey, either way, we said 60. Hey,
let's look at the
short, isn't it?
Well, you duffed it.
Yeah,
but then the second time you played the good chip, well, you should just have played the first time.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, I think throughout that round I struggled off the tee, really.
So I don't think you did. I think it was short game and putting again.
You reckon? See. Second, we were in the middle of the fairway.
Third
was in the trees.
Mm.
Fourth,
he was okay.
The par threes, I need to. We need to come back to the par threes. the sixth, too much loft and hit the tree. Just silly little mistakes, wasn't it? All the way through.
But that was off the tee. You played at the end. We played the whole world. You've done a little bit right.
Yeah,
laid up to a decent number. Used almost also just probably 20 yards short left of the green, and I've said let's go low, and you was like, oh no, I won't hit these trees. I was like, you will hit these trees. You need to bump and run it, get a 7-8 iron. Let's just bump and run it onto the green. He was like, no, I'll hit this 54. And what happened? Twice.
Gap wedge.
Oh, sorry, gap wedge 50 degree. What you did? The thing was just you did it once, but then to do it twice,
I'd given up by that point. To be fair,
still true enough.
Yeah,
but yeah, you overruled the caddy, and it didn't work.
So, it was a sluggish. Plenty of room for improvement on that one. So I think we need to redo that at some point. So at some point in the, it's going to be August now, I would have thought, but we'll redo that. So that wasn't the best. And then this week I've been away from work as well. So the only real stuff I've done this week is that I managed to get to Gravesend Golf Centre. Shout out to Gravesend Golf Centre. That is a place I will go back to. That there's nothing weird about that place. That's decent, fairly friendly. Top tracer there. I was going to do some carry distances, but then I thought I don't really think top tracer's accurate, so I just swerved that, and I just sort of worked on setup and alignment, which actually was pretty steady.
Yeah,
and then we played in the team match. So that has been my 2 weeks. So how about we have a quick break and we'll talk about our team match.
Yep.
We'll talk about the next 2 months. Not next 2 months, sorry, the next 2 weeks.
That sounds like a solid plan to me.
Solid plan. Okay.
Solid plan. Let's do that.
Right. We'll catch you in a minute. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Part two of this episode.
Part two, episode seven. Here we go. Team format then, Rob. So, but this is where our 2 weeks sort of concludes, isn't it, for this episode?
Yeah, this is a bit conference. Yeah, little scramble event we did at a club. Yeah. I thought off the tee, I was pretty terrible. I hit a few okay ones. I felt like I lost a lot right, and I don't know if that's because it's a scramble, and I was obviously going last a lot of the time, being a low handicap. And some of the times I needed to hit the fairway, and when I did, and I did hit the fairway.
Yes,
but I think because there was balls in the fairway a lot of the time when I was teeing it up, I was just trying to absolutely crunch it.
I would
every
agree.
Time. I think I was trying, and I've got quite good peripheral vision. And a lot of times it felt like I was over swinging it. I could see the club on the other side of my neck sometimes.
Right.
And I think that says everything you need to know about off the tee.
I would totally agree. I don't think you was that bad off the tee. But I think that's what the format brings, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Whereas iron play, I felt like I hit. Other than I counted earlier, obviously, you always have a shot at it.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you don't have a shot at the green in scramble, you've done something wrong out of the four of you. You know what I mean? You deserve to not have a shot.
Yeah.
So obviously we had 18, especially shots out. We didn't take any of my shots for the par threes until the last. So I've had 18 iron shots into a green.
Yeah.
And I've hit 16 out of 18.
All right. That's good.
Do you know what I mean? Well, sorry, that's not quite true. 14 out of 18. Because I'm counting two as extra, because on one, for example, up the hill, I was literally on the fringe, the right side, but pin high.
Okay.
So yeah, give myself a little half point. Do you know what I mean? Because it was an okay shot. And the other one I'm counting was the par five. Obviously, we only had one, I had 200 in, I've hit a 5-iron, and I was pin eye just a little bit right. So I was on the green for three.
So hold on, you can't... right, okay, now I'll get you on the... Yeah, all right, I'll give you the par five one. Yeah, okay.
The par five one. So I'll tell you what, we'll do half a point each. Okay, so we'll call it 15 out of 18.
Yes, okay.
I love it on 18 as well. That was only you that stood with me and worked out what I was doing. Matt and...
Yeah, no,
Matt for the Flavate, they left me hanging, didn't they?
Yeah, well, that's what's happened before in team events, and I've been the one stood there, so yes.
You know how it feels?
Yes, I do, yes.
But I thought we played okay.
I thought you were steady, mate. I thought you were steady.
Yeah, I agree
with the drive. I think there was a few... If you think about the ones that did go a little bit wayward were the ones where we did have balls in play and you've tried to crunch it. But
yeah,
we know that you neither of us have to try and hit it hard. We just have to hit it and it goes the distance, you know?
Yeah.
Especially your drive. Yeah. You've warmed that up. You've built a relationship with that now, Rob. You know?
Yeah, I feel like I need
to hit it hard. You just need to hit it out the middle with a square face, and it will go.
I feel like I need to get down a range this week and just get back to normal swing and see some straight drivers and get a bit confidence back.
A little bit of tempo and just find
that nice little rhythm and turn again. Because I feel the longer it went on yesterday, the more I was trying to hit it and crunch it, and the more went a bit awry. But actually, I thought off the tee, you was very, very, very good.
Well, do you know what? Funny to say that. Compared to that little round that we had in the caddy, because I do think I really struggled off the tee that day. I think that's more the thing. I get there was a little bit of short game stuff in there, but really, I think, you know, if I'm giving myself more chances of hitting the greens, the short game should really come together anyway. But the first tee in that format for me always goes wrong, right?
Yes.
And I hit the last on that first hole anyway. So I think a little bit like you, I did just try to crunch it.
So to be honest, it wasn't just three balls in play. It was three balls. It's to the point where the two that were in the fairway, I've tried to hit a draw for me, which is not a nice shot. I've tried to hit a draw and drawn it around the corner.
Yeah.
And do you know what I mean?
To have outdone the better one would have taken a worldie anyway. So, so I'm going to eliminate the first tee shot from yesterday. Yeah. I did hit some nice drives. You're right. There was one or two that went
along. Yeah, I think you was fairly stiff. We didn't always take all of them because obviously not all your drives. But I think, as I tell you, you were a lot better, other than that first one, a lot more consistent.
The iron play was doggo. And
that's what I was just coming on to.
The same as what you've just mentioned with your driver. I don't know.
Why do you think you're trying to hit your irons too hard, though? Because normally
there was just something off. I don't know. It was just off yesterday.
That's the worst I've seen you hit your irons for
a long time. You know, the hosel came in.
On one of them.
I think that on a couple of them.
Did it? I can remember the bottom of the par threes.
The second hole, and then definitely on the par five where Munch one. Yeah. But I can't get further than that, so I'll just hit one anyway to try and get a little bit of confidence with it. But the ones where I didn't try and hit it too hard were still fairly decent. It was just the ones I'm trying to munch.
I think a prime example of you, though, the best way to sum it up is I think you need to have a plan and back yourself if you're going to hit that shot. And this links into the par threes a little bit. And I'm going to give you the setting. The 15th, the par five, we had 200 in. Okay, now, we was a bit behind schedule because we always think those formats, you need about 10 under, don't we? So we're chasing the needle, really. We're only 200 in. And you've gone to get a 7-iron to lay up. Now,
nice birdie.
No, considering I was down there pin out, just missed the green right.
Yeah.
We forced you to hit the 5-wood, and you've rolled the 5-wood on the front of the green, and you've literally on the fringe just to the right pin eye.
And to be fair, it wouldn't have been far off. Yeah,
It rolled on the green. Mm. And we said to you was just do normal swing, back yourself, you'll make a good shot.
And I didn't even try and munch that one. That felt like a three-quarter shot. Honestly, right? That's what it felt like.
We were said, well, what you got to lose? Just hit a normal shot, back yourself, you're going to hit a good shot. Yeah. You was already talking yourself out of it.
Mm.
And I think it's very much on the par threes, you've got some, not self-doubt, but in your head, you've got that 5-iron in your hand and you don't think it's going to go well.
I agree, because...
So if you already think it's not going to go well, the chances of you hitting it going well...
Yeah.
Now, there's probably some famous stats somewhere or something, some research, or I don't have that to hand. I might investigate over these next 2 weeks. But to me, you're already not going to hit that good shot. You can't...
And, you know, we both spoke to Coach, so shout out to golfingpartner.com again. And it's, you've got to see the shot and play the shot. It's got to take the bad stuff into consideration, but then it's right, that's fine, you understand where that is, but where does this want to go? And then it's seeing that and playing that. So there's a lot mentally, but I think there was, I can't remember who said it yesterday, but somebody said it, and it was like, a lot of it is in setup. Most of this game is setup, you know. And we mentioned that last time, didn't we, about process, right?
Yep.
shot selection, pre-shot routine, and Ian always says it, address and posture.
Yeah.
Let's hold that thought, right? But yesterday, I thought we both did okay.
Yeah, we're doing well. We've come, you think,
stuff, you know,
35 teams, and we've come sixth.
Yeah,
well, I think seventh on town back because it was joint, but
yeah, not far away. I mean, look at these last 2 weeks, right? So you're a bit 300, right? And then yesterday, out of all your iron shots, you've hit a good load of greens. Okay, your bad shots were you trying to belt them?
Yep, with a driver. Yeah.
Other than that, everything was good.
I think we had a few little chips on like the par five, on a couple of the par fives. Not fully happy with short game at the minute. I think that's probably an area I need to kind of grasp. Do you know what I mean? If I'm trying to get to sub five, do you know what I mean? Just that used to be strength, and I feel like not to throw Rick Shields under the bus here, but I feel very Rick Shields here at the minute. I don't have much like the one on 15. I've bladed that anter. Do you know what I mean? I'm just don't know if it's tension. I don't know if it's set up, but not when I've got a wedge in my hand. It's either amazing or it's catastrophic. There's no in between.
Okay. But I suppose the thing is, I think your short game always gets really good around the summer because thinking we're going to be talking about the next 2 weeks in the next month or whatever in a minute, with your career, you have 6 weeks?
I've got 5.5 weeks this year.
Okay, 5.5 weeks where you're basically a pro golfer because you've got all the time on your hands and you can do basically what you want. Which we'll come to, I'm assuming. So for July into the beginning of August is a good time for you, and you play a lot, don't you? Since I've known you.
I've got no drama about it. I think it just needs to be a little focus, I think.
Okay.
These next couple of weeks. And when we come on to the next couple of weeks, I'll explain what I'm going to do.
Yeah, okay. So a little bit of... So that's what we've both done over the last couple of weeks, right? You started off like a absolute bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. And finished off in a good place as well for the last 2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm steady away. I didn't hit my irons particularly well yesterday, but there's still some good shots in there. So I'm not particularly unimpressed with the last 2 weeks. The only thing for me really is that I haven't played enough due to other commitments and stuff to get any real good scoring in.
Yep.
So let's talk about what we are going to do now.
Now,
kick this off.
Go on, and let's say what we spoke about, and I'll let you tell people.
Well, in this 2 weeks, and since my last lesson, I have gone out and brought Journal 18's little golf journal. So shout out to Journal 18. Now, in this, I'm just going to give a brief, and I'll put the link in the little bio, right? But for each round you play, it gives you a couple of pages to take some information down and write a few bits down. So you have like let's call it a pre-round assessment, okay?
Yeah.
And you have to give yourself 3 goals, or it gives you space to write up to 3 goals. Then there's a section for keys to success. So you have to write down technically what you're looking to achieve in the round, tactically what you're looking to achieve, and any mental, okay?
Yeah.
Gives you just a section to write any pre-round notes. Okay, that's the first page. So you're setting yourself a goal for that round and telling yourself what you're going to think about and focus on. The next 2 pages for that round, it gives you a scorecard and gives you a shot tracker. So you can mark on like a little drawn out green where your approaches went to and your drives went to. For us, ShotScope does that. So
yep.
the actual journal, page 2 and 3, are irrelevant, really, because we've got better stats in theory. But then it gives you a page for post-round review. So the goals you've set yourself, you have to write down. So technically, did I do what I said I was going to do?
Yep.
Play it mentally. And then it asks you 3 questions or tells you to write down things that went well, things that didn't go well, and next time I will work on.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see whether we take that little format. Maybe we could use that little format for probably our main rounds going forward.
Yeah. I like it.
We can sort of say, right, for this round, my focus was X, Y, and Z. Yep. And then at the end, I scored this. The Robin Dan 5 was this.
Yep.
Did this well, and I didn't do this well. Yeah, so, yeah, we
yeah, can. I don't hate it.
But then I was doing a little bit of self-reflection this morning. So thinking of that journal, thinking how we've done in the team competition, I'm thinking, right, we've got this goal. Everybody knows the goal. It's the name of the podcast. Yeah, we want to play in the Rock. And then I'm thinking, well, each podcast we're talking about what we're going to do the next 2 weeks. And by us doing this podcast, we are holding ourselves accountable for our performance. Oh, that's why we're doing it. Whether we have 1,000 listeners a week, 10,000 listeners, whatever it is, it's more just holding me and you accountable for a performance. Otherwise, we just wouldn't do it. We won't take it serious enough.
No.
So that's the big goal. I think we need to get a little bit more detailed in the little goals that we set ourselves over the 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
And just be a bit more specific, because I'm just thinking off top of my head here. I'm good. Right, I've hit my irons rubbish this week. I'm going to go down the range and focus on my long irons. I can remember myself saying it, right?
Yeah.
And these aren't smart goals. They're not specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just bringing, I'm the safety coach inside of me. Shout out to safety coaching. There are other safety providers available, but not recommended. So,
but no, I haven't got a problem with this. I've actually, when you rang me this morning and said this, I've just had a little brainwave since though. Okay.
Okay.
Now it's all well and good saying this, okay, but I eventually comes down to, can you score well? Because like on that 9-hole, for example, when I was caddying, you hit the ball okay, but you didn't score well. And smart, like it's a nice way to track things and track small targets, but like can't really, like the score is a score, isn't it? You're not going to get away from that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So I think the smart targets got to be technical ones. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't really, like, do you know what I'm trying to mean? How do you measure your confidence? So here you go. How are you going to measure your confidence level? How are you going to make it measurable for your 5-iron for the par 3s? Because that's like a confidence thing, I think, isn't it? You could measure your shot routine for them. You could measure percentage of good shots you hit, maybe. Percentage of times you hit the green before. Do you know what I mean? But if you think your par three is a problem and you want to hit your long iron better, what are you going to do that's going to make it measurable?
Okay.
Are you going to rate your setup maybe? You should rate everything.
I think so. And to be fair, coach, shout out to Ian Bailey. You went through that little couple of spreadsheets where he's basically tracked his shot, overall shot performance on a scale. Yep. And then he's got his pre-shot routine graph. And there's another one. I can't remember what that one is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
In theory, for every shot we take, or every shot, you could... Was the shot selection good? Was your address, posture, setup okay? And what's the execution okay, I suppose?
Yeah.
You could potentially rate it like that. I get where you're coming from. But for me, July, I'm not playing a lot of scoring golf.
No, but that's where like the smart targets and what you're going to set in a minute, I'm guessing, is going to come into. So what's your smart target going to be? Because I know you're not playing a lot of scoring golf.
Yes. So I've set a couple. I've probably set probably a few more than probably I want to. Okay.
Right, okay. Yeah.
One of these depends on resources available to me over the next couple of weeks. Okay.
So
basically, the next podcast that we record, I'm going to be in Australia. So I've got 2 weeks in Australia coming up here.
Yep.
Me and my dad will be going to the driving range. Let me go through my goals, right? So first one, I'm going to commit through July, okay? So the next 4 weeks, okay? Yeah. To complete 3 10-minute full body stretch routines per week.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now, I have actually signed up to the Zing app, right?
Right.
Okay. Zing app, which you can set, it can do it for you, right?
Yeah.
I've said for ages, I think even since before you went to see Chris over at Rushcliffe,
yeah,
I need to do something with that. So I am going to do...
I was just thinking that is maybe like, depending on if you stick to it, maybe you're going to see Chris as the way you go, potentially, for the winter.
And this was off the podcast, but I did sort of say that I've always knew July this year was going to be no golf. And I did sort of mention that maybe I should go and see him, like, last week to then carry that through July. But work and stuff, it just made it unrealistic. So I need to do something with my mobility, you know, because you got a lot from the hip rotation.
Massively.
So just going to do, start off dead small, 3 10-minute, that's 30, that's half hour a week, right? Mm. That's, I can find that time. So that's goal number one. Okay. So that's specific, it's measurable, achievable, realistic, and the time is July. I'm going to complete 2 60-ball driving range sessions per week. Okay.
Yeah.
60 ball, not 100, not 30, 60, right?
Yeah. I think 60 is the number.
Yes. And I'm going to focus on alignment from what you spoke to me about when we played the caddy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a massive thing.
Right. So I'm going to focus on alignment, setup, addressing posture, and routine.
Tell you what might be a good one is, as well, is I know not all, you can't do always do this at a ranges, but potentially I don't know what range you use, but if you went down Kirby range, for example, you could have your alignment sticks on the floor, but also have like a stick on the line you want to aim at, as like your intermediate. Like your starting line, potentially, you know, like sort of 10 yards ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's just sort of stuck in the floor vertically.
Yeah.
If that's an option. So you've got your lines on the floor, but you've also got your starting line as well.
Yeah, potentially. But there is a little training aid that's caught my eye for this.
Right,
okay. So shout out to Tour Aim 2. If anybody would like to supply a Tour Aim 2 training aid for me to use, I'm more than happy to take that on board. But that does look like a little training aid that you put the sticks in and it just sets it all for you. So
yeah,
I'm intrigued. Oh, I've got alignment sticks. Even when I'm in Australia, I'm not going to take my bag. So I'm using my dad's while I'm over there.
Yeah.
A golf club can be used as a training aid. So
yeah,
they're available. And the reason I'm going to stick to the 60 balls is because it needs to be focused, right? So it's not working on, it's not, if I hit the bad shot, is then right, scrape another one and whack it until it's okay. It doesn't matter, right? It's the alignment, it's the address, the posture, and all that. So I'm hoping by slowing that down, we can start graining that. So that's goal number two.
Yep.
Goal number three, we'll go for this one. So 1 minute a day, I'm going to do my 1 minute a day every day, and I'm going to use the balance pads with the cut down club, working on addressing posture, set up and top of backswing that we've done before with coach. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure I can get them in the case. Okay. which, to be fair, obviously I'll take the air out of them and pumping up when we get to ours.
Yeah.
So those three are achievable, whether I'm in England or in Australia.
Yeah.
My fourth one is I want to do 30 minutes put in specific practice per week. Now, that's not necessarily 30 minutes in one shot. That might be 10 minutes there. It could be set up. It could be
I
clock drill.
Can I offer an opinion? I think you put that one on a back burner until you've had a putting lesson. Or going to see Ian or talk to Ian or spend some of the time with Ian. Because as me and Bangle said to you yesterday, and I said for years, your alignment with the putter is completely off. You're aiming, like yesterday, some of those puts yesterday, you're aiming.
Hey, I'd like a 44 or something.
I don't know. Well, I do know how you do it because the putter's coming across. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's why your pace control is often so varied, because you're sort of slicing across the ball, you're not getting that roll on it. But, and mate, this is probably no word of a lie, one of the puts yesterday, you was aiming 10 foot left of the hole. Like your feet and putter are square, but but then somehow the ball's on line with the hole. I literally don't understand it. So I feel like you need like your putting mirror or something like that, or going to see coach, or because at one point I almost took a video a screenshot of what, cause I stood right behind you so I could read the putts to see what it was doing.
Yeah,
it's almost pointless me trying to read the putt off your putt. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
It does. Well, I've got that putting mirror. So that 30 minutes.
Maybe put the putting mirror down and see where you feel. Because obviously that's square. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Maybe take up charm and get a flat putt and see how you feel compared to when that squares you up. And if that feels completely like you're shut, then it's probably doing something right. Because because in a minute you're completely open to the hole, you're aiming left.
Hmm.
So if it feels like you're aiming right.
And then the mind knows it's got to go that way, and that's the face open and stuff. So
yeah,
but if that's 10 minutes working on alignment, 10 minutes on 3 foot clock drill, 10 minutes on something else. So they're my four goals.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get the balance pads.
Yeah.
And the putting mirror.
Okay.
Into the case.
I hope the missus isn't listening.
Well, let's be fair.
I hope missus doesn't listen to the podcast, otherwise we're in trouble.
She doesn't. But the putting mirror is flat anyway.
Yeah. Just right. Put that in between two t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'll be in the middle of the case. Don't worry about that. In the balance pads, once all the air's out of them, they'll roll up small anyway. So, yeah, we've got plenty of space for that, you know? So, they're my four goals, right?
Okay.
So they're my goals for July, right?
Yep.
Right? Because that'll be 1 week in England, 2 weeks in Oz, 1 week back in England. Okay?
Yep.
So, the next podcast we'll be recording, I'll be in Oz. So, we can have a check-in in...
Yeah.
You've got to hold me accountable for whether I'm sticking to that or not.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So what am I going to do over the July then? What am I going to do? I think I kind of briefly touched on the last one.
Yeah.
I obviously 5 weeks off. Want to get a bit fitter again, so I'm going to start running again.
How often are you going to go running though? Well, then let's make it specific.
I'm not going to make it specific because I don't think running has a direct impact. But what I'm going to do is I've got because I obviously pee, I've got some like medicine balls and stuff at home, and obviously you've seen like the wall slams and the floor slams, and I'm going to do a bit of research. I've not fully looked into it yet about that, and get some golf specific. Exercises that don't need much equipment.
Yeah.
So even looking at some of the golfers do plyometrics. And I don't know if you've seen my garden, but it's got like a wall which is probably meter high ish. So perfect for sort of plyometric jumping. Does that make sense? Because it's like it's two tiered. It's a two tiered garden.
Yeah. Okay. Like
so. Going to come out, obviously I've not been busy at work the last few weeks, but on that first weekend off is when I'm going to sit down and write. So when in 2 weeks time, I'll be able to make it a bit more measurable, specific, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But get a little bit fitter is the plan. I think as like yesterday, just getting a bit tired towards, I think that will help towards the end of rounds. I've got very few lazy swings towards the end of the rounds, I think sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't say I'm unfit, but I think I could just be a little bit fitter. I think will just make a difference. And then the other one,
whether you're fitter or not.
Pardon?
How will you know whether you're fitter or not?
It's now again, that's one of those a bit like the story, it's hard to measure. I think if you'll feel the difference, you'll feel fitter. If I continue it for 5 weeks and I do five sessions a week, you'll be able to tell the difference, won't you? Body weight might have dropped, not as tired towards the end of rounds, that type of thing.
So how are you feeling it towards the end
of
18 holes, okay.
I mean, yes, so that, I'm going to definitely have a lesson in July with Ian on short game, chipping and putting. Now I am putting well. I'm seeing some good lines.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm reading the greens well. Like the one I gave you the perfect aim point when you hold that putt yesterday, didn't I? Mm. Over that dark patch of grass. Yeah. Massive loads of break. You hold it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted one. I think it doesn't hurt to, especially putting just a check stuff and see where I'm getting the ball online.
Mate, you know, he's not with Ian, he won't do a full hour on putting.
That's why I think if I do short game chipping and putting,
you know,
do you know what I mean? It's all like when he's never seen me really put, so do you know what I mean? It'd be nice. Have a lesson with that and try and build some confidence. And then the third one is just going to be playing more golf. I'm going to get out minimum three times a week.
Three times a week. When do you break up?
Break up on the 12th of July.
Okay.
So I'm going to be playing after the 12th of July during the holidays. I'm going to try and play three, Well, two practice rounds a week plus a round of golf at the weekend in competitions.
Okay.
A few little breaks off competitions for a little bit, but they're starting to build back up. See, I've been sensible and I've planned my holidays around golf. So it doesn't really affect golf too much, even to the point where I'm doing a holiday with my parents.
Yeah.
A bit of a family holiday. And I literally told them the date we need to leave and the date we need to come back because there's no competition that weekend and I needed to be back for the club champs. So we fly Wednesday to Wednesday. So it gives me some. I'm taking the clubs with me as well so I can practice a little bit out there.
Nice. Okay.
And back in time for the club champs as well. So, yeah, get out 3 times a week and play more. I think just building those repetitions and just playing more golf, hitting more golf balls, hitting more shots.
Building them repetitions. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a reason I like that. There's a reason I like that, Rob.
Go on. Why do you like it? I feel like you thought you were about to say, but tell me why you like it.
Well, I was going to go for my quote.
Go on, then. Oh, so, well,
you're going to have heard before, Rob.
Go on, then.
It's from Bruce Lee.
I knew this quote was coming. I could tell.
So Bruce Lee, he said, "I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times." And that is why pre-shot, dress and posture.
Yeah.
They're massive. So it's drilling them in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether it's a social event, whether it's, you know, you can always have the odd one where you just go off and do it, but we've got to drill it in. We've got to drill that in.
Yeah, 100%.
So
100%.
Hey, I like it. Right. We've written them goals down so we know what they are, mate. So
yeah, I mean, end of July we can hold ourselves accountable.
We can have a check in and see how we're getting, and we can make any reasonable adjustments we need to, and then in the next episode after that, there may be a forfeit for not having to for not completing them, maybe.
Well, I feel like I'm more likely to complete them, so that's fine with me.
The only one is the putting one, but I mean, my dad's got a putter, so I'll just have to use that, won't I? It's just going to not be mine. But yeah, okay. Sound. Well,
yeah.
Next time, I'll be down under.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. Looking forward to see you sometime out there.
Well, you go steady, mate, and I'll see you soon. All right.
See you soon, bro.
See you later, my man.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Help us grow by subscribing to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and also our YouTube channel. Shout out to upbeat.io for sourcing the music. Shout out to the golf wizard himself, Ian Bailey, over at golfingpartner.com. And until next time, listeners, keep grinding.